From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today's ruling by the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court upholding same-sex marriage brought swift reaction on Capitol Hill. The 4-3 decision was hailed by some Democrats, but other lawmakers from both parties opposed the ruling, and some renewed their efforts to push for a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. NPR's David Wellner reports.
For Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, the court ruling amounts to one more step down the road towards what he called undermining the traditional understanding and definition of marriage.
I think it is going to be a shock to the sensibilities of most Americans who assumed traditional marriage was sacrosanct.
Cornyn predicted today's ruling will be an impetus for those in Congress, including himself, who favor a constitutional amendment that defines marriage as between a man and a woman. Such a measure was introduced in the House earlier this year. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Rick Santorum says while Congress did pass the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, it may now need to do more.
We have statutes in place I think we have an obligation to support and defend, and if we have to do that through a constitutional amendment process, I think that's something that's going to be under active consideration.
Last summer, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist declared he supported such a constitutional amendment, but today he only went so far as to say all options are on the table to uphold the Defense of Marriage Act.
It is the law of the land passed by this body. And if the courts begin to tear that down, we have a responsibility to address it, and all options are indeed on the table.
Some in Congress, such as Massachusetts House Democrat Barney Frank, say Republicans simply could not muster the 2/3 majority needed to pass a constitutional amendment defining marriage. Frank, who's openly gay, said today he welcomes the decision made in his home state.
It's a statement by one of the most respected courts historically in the country that people's sexual orientation should not be a basis for treating them as less than full citizens. The right to marry, the right to formalize the love you feel for another individual, to make a financial and legal commitment along with your emotional commitment, is a pretty basic right of people in this country.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy also praised the court ruling. The state's other Democratic senator, presidential contender John Kerry, said while he opposed gay marriage, he wanted his state's legislature to uphold today's ruling to ensure equal protection for gay couples. But Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle, who's up for re-election next year in South Dakota, took a stance that differed sharply from these Democratic colleagues.
I disagree with the decision. I believe that the Defense of Marriage Act that we passed in the Congress is constitutional. I think that'll be borne out.
With some Republicans calling gay marriage a wedge issue for next year's election, Daschle said he would not be surprised if some tried to make what he called political hay of today's court decision. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.